Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me is my co-host, Ron.
Hello again.
We are on the second issue of this Flash arc, issue 334. If you'd like to listen to the first part, you know, go back to last issue and also, or last episode, and also, if you want to hear the full story of what's going on, check out episodes 6 through 8 and episodes 109 through 115.
I am so glad you remember those because I would have had no idea.
Oh, I had to write them down.
Oh, okay, good. I say, because like, I couldn't, I knew it was one of the first couple that we did.
Yeah, well, I knew, yeah. The first,
second arc,
yeah.
Because Spider-Man was the first one.
Yep.
Anyways, let's get into this.
Yeah. So, with the very first page is...
The National Penetrator! Oh my god, getting deep into those stories.
Yeah, that very top story, Danger Signals You've Gone Psycho, You're Going Psycho by Dr. Norman Bates.
Right.
I fucking love that, that was great.
I sold my condo to aliens. Elongated Man's New Get Skinny Quick Diet.
Bigfoot Babies Up for Adoption. I'd buy those.
Good Nutritional Breakthrough Vitamins F, G, and H. Where have those been?
Mm-hmm. But the main story is Flash and Lady Lawyer, their sizzling romance exposed. And we have a picture of Flash holding his hand, like trying to block his face.
And haughty bitch lawyer just with her nose up in the air.
Like, she don't give a fuck.
No, I would just like to say, though, it says exposed. So if the Flash exposes himself, would that be the Flash flashing?
Yeah. Technically. Yeah.
Anyways.
We get Mr. Reddick. Apparently he buys or he reads the National Penetrator.
He seems like a purposely. Guy that would read the Penetrator.
Definitely. He's a fucking perp.
He's a dirty bastard.
And he's just mad that Horton is
How
there.
Dare she take the job that was supposed to be mine?
Yeah, like this guy, dude, give it up. You're not getting it. Seriously, you're not getting the job. Just stop. So this issue in particular is mainly a recap issue.
Yeah.
And that's, I've kind of come to realize that most of this arc has been a recap issues.
Well, that's because, okay.
Because they keep talking back, the death of Reverse Flash. Here's this issue. Oh, Peter getting attacked in this issue. Well, oh, this.
They got, what, one or was it two a month?
Back then, there was one.
Okay, so we've covered, what, six the first run.
We covered three the first issue.
Holy, that took us that long?
We had other stories.
All right, fair enough. But
Seven, this last set.
Yeah, so that's 10, and then these are, what, 10 more, I think?
Another seven.
Okay, 17. So we're up to 17. That's a year and a half.
Yeah.
And we haven't even gotten to the trial yet.
And the trial is another 11 issues.
Exactly. It's like, what the serious fuck? This is not even foreplay, okay? This is leading somebody on and then just like falling asleep midway through.
I'm just hoping that the trial is
worth all this.
I mean, I know I know what happened at the end. I don't know exactly what the verdict was, but I know what the end result was. Because that was
the verdict was Oh wait.
Okay.
Oh come on, the cover of the one where the Justice League is voting and like everybody's voting down with their left hand except the people that are on the right side of the page.
On the right.
Their left hand is like distorted, you know, and flipped. Anyways. Okay, so we've got the Flash running by all these people in the rain and like
skip past that.
Thank goodness.
This beginning part is just Flash recounting what's been happening the last X number of issues. We are then introduced to
Sad Face Guy.
Yeah, J.J. Monroe, I believe his name is.
Yeah, that looks right.
And he is he's a beautician. He's a personalized hairstylist with very exclusive clientele. And he's on his way to go cut the mayor's hair. But he starts hearing this music that sends him to this alleyway, and then he gets very sleepy.
And then he gets penetrated. No.
By the National Penetrator. We see a shadow. Two shadows. This Monroe and then this individual with a pipe
blowing
this music with the elf.
It looks like one of those old-time hats like that they used to wear to bed.
Oh, yeah.
Like Nightcap. Yeah, there you go. Like, if you think, like, Scrooge.
Yeah,
stuff like that. That's what it reminds me of, is one of those.
He's very Pied Piper-esque. I wonder if this is the Pied Piper.
Bad guy that blows his own horn.
Yeah, interesting. That's crazy. Anyway, but I like how Monroe's like, suddenly I find myself growing so very weary. I am besieged with an
abrupt urge
for a nap. Right here, right now. Does he not see the Piper right in front of his face?
Apparently not.
The shadows say they're right there.
Maybe it's one of those deceiving shadows, like, you know.
When, oh, he's like, he's over here exactly. To his right. He's like
when the girl and the guy are playing beer pong, but their shadow looks like it's having more fun because it looks like.
Have you seen that? Remember that picture? That's a great picture.
Anyways, so then we get the mayor's office, or in City Hall. The mayor's assistant, I guess.
Yes.
Is like, sorry to hear about Mr. Monroe's flu bug. And then the green-suited...
Green-clad individual.
Dude, I will say again, when I first saw this one, I thought it was a girl.
Well, because of the hair, yeah.
Well, the hair and, like, the way that he's standing.
That's fair.
Anyways.
But here's the big thing. So before we get him, or get her taking this guy to the mayor, she says... Just follow me, Mr. Devon, right this way. And then she says, I'm sorry to hear about Mr. Monroe's flu bug. Gets to the mayor's office. The mayor asks where JJ is, JJ Monroe. And she's like, Mr. Monroe is a bit under the weather today, sir. This is his assistant, Mr. You just said his name two rooms ago.
Except his name is not Devon, it's... Defon,
whatever,
because it rhymes with chiffon.
Okay,
which doesn't make any sense, but I'm
either way,
okay. This was written back in the 80s, so I'm assuming he's trying to go for.
He's going the whole musical cleft, not musical cleft, but musical. What's the term? Like when Two-Face does a name or Riddler does a name?
Yeah,
they're all like synonyms.
It has something to do.
Or...
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The pseudonyms they have have something to do with their. Villainous.
Yeah.
Well, hell, even most of DC's names have something to do with the Riddler.
The type. Captain Cold.
Yeah. And but
Two-Face.
No, but I mean their actual
Enigma
names.
Is,
exactly.
Yeah.
Edward Nigma, and it's Enigma, which is a riddle, which
has,
and like that shit, when I was playing Arkham Asylum, every time I'd get a bio, I'm like, gayest names ever. Why would they do that?
Because back in 1940, when that shit was created,
that
it was fine.
That was witty back
just,
then.
It was. And they just kept with it. And we've become smarter as readers.
Hey, sorry all you old people listening to this. It's not that you're dumb. It's just that we're smarter.
I'm not going to say that. I don't want to get hate mail.
Don't worry. It's not my email address.
Oh, fuck you. I'll send it to your Instagram.
That's fine. While you're there, like my pictures.
He does have some good pictures. We then go to Detective Fry's house, or I'm sorry, Captain Fry.
Yeah.
And his wife, did they ever say her name?
I
don't think
his
they
wife.
Ever actually did.
Yeah. Honey,
my dear.
Yeah.
Mrs. Just, Fry. Like, they don't think they ever actually said
her
name.
That's just like, the Flash's mom. They
Nora?
Never say her name in this one. And in the last one, it's always, Dr. Henry. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Henry Allen. And Mrs. Allen. Or, like...
And I wonder... Interesting. I don't remember that.
It's like, hey, by the way, you're not important enough to have a name because you're just a woman, so...
Ooh.
Dude, look.
Well, you're not... Okay, fine. Yes.
I'm not saying that's my personal opinion.
Well, and that's very interesting because when Flash comes... Not when he comes back, but when he's gone in Crisis and things change, everything gets solidified and changes, his backstory changes to where his mom dies... Similar to what the TV show shows.
Gotcha.
Like, his mom dies, and his dad gets framed, quote-unquote framed for the murder, and goes to jail. And he wants to become a forensic scientist to try and prove his dad didn't kill his mom. So, I never saw that.
Anyways.
But anyway, she's basically not bitching, but complaining about,
she's
bitching. Barry Allen. Okay, fine.
Why do you have to do this on your own personal time?
You know, why
do we have all this shit in the house?
She's referring to the Barry Allen
posters.
Missing posters.
And then Fry is sitting there, and like, it's almost like he's not even really listening to her.
Yeah.
And he's like, I know this ring is the key, because he's got one of the Flash, well, one of Barry's
rings,
capsule
flash
rings. Right? Is that what they're called?
I
like a capsule ring or something like that?
I just call it a flash ring.
Do you have one?
I do have one.
That does not surprise me. Does it have a...
No.
Because that would
it's
be
got
cool
a shit. Button on the side, sure. But
does it open?
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
It's a plastic thing I got at, like, I don't know. It's one of the stores for free.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah. If it was free, that's understandable that it doesn't open.
And he basically says that he needs this ring. This ring...
I know it's
he
important.
He thinks will crack
so,
the case of the missing
Barry Allen. So let me just set this on the table and forget about it.
Well, he gets a phone call.
But why would he set it down? Like, I would have put that shit back in my pocket.
Right?
And then, so he said...
Oh, not only does he set it down, but he forgets about it. Because he gets a phone call about a hostage negotiation. And it's in the morning, so he's getting ready to go to work anyway. But then he, like, sets the ring down and leaves. Forgets about it then.
And then their cat, which looks more like a tiny fucking panther. Like, seriously, look
it's
at
a
that
tabby.
Thing.
Come on.
Yeah. Knocks the ring onto the floor. And as he the cat's knocking on the floor, Fry is like, well, oh, Fran!
Her name there we go,
Fran.
Yeah!
Yes! Okay.
I don't know why I did that.
He's just like, I think I'm the only detective in the department that's got an IQ over room temperature.
Mm-hmm. As the ring is sitting on the floor.
Yeah.
Behind him.
I'm so smart!
I need this ring. It is important. I'm just gonna leave it here.
Here, kitty. You hold the ring.
We go back to the mayor's office, and Mr. Defon?
Yeah, Defon.
Okay. Defon is cutting, I'm using quotation marks, cutting the mayor's hair. If he...
Dude.
So this is a... Okay. Needless to say, this is the Pied Piper pretending to be this hairdresser. If he's cutting the mayor's hair, I'm hoping he's actually doing an okay job.
Because
I don't know.
It looks like he's literally butchering it right there.
Yeah.
Like, it's like this big chunk of hair that he cuts off, and then he stuffs one of the little...
little
micro
things.
Transmitter, whatever.
Oh, microsonic.
There you go.
Microsonic
device.
Yeah,
sure. What they call it. Anyways, he puts his mind control horn in the mayor's ear.
Yeah.
Well, so we've got the Pied Piper sticking.
In his ear, on his ear, I don't know.
We're gonna say he sticks it in his ear.
Sure.
Anyways, the Pied Piper sticks his horn in the mayor's ear.
Yep.
And he's like, guess what you're gonna do?
You're gonna start listening to my every command. Ha 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 ha.
You're my bitch now.
Basically. Go back to Peter and the Flash. Peter is... woken up, which is great.
Dude, what's even better, though, is the Flash wearing the face mask. It literally looks like he's got a pair of underpants on his face.
It kind of does.
Like this is the last time I go to a concert, damn it. These don't smell fresh at all.
Oh, God.
Anyways, so it goes back to the Flash saving him in episode in issue 332.
Well, okay, so he asked Peter why, if he has any inkling as to why Cecile hates him. And Flash is like, look, or
Peter's like, look, that's not my problem.
Well,
that's
like,
not
yeah,
my
I appreciate
thing
to... you saving me. That's great, but
I ain't whatever telling beef you shit.
No. He's like, whatever beef you have with Cecile, that's between you two. I have to honor her because she's my partner.
Which I'll give him props for.
Yeah,
that.
Exactly.
Like, that's exactly what you should do in that situation.
And that's a good business partner.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of partner I don't need to have a business partner. I guess you kind of are my business partner. So we go back to the Flash Museum, and Dexter Miles, the curator, is showing the mayor around.
Walking through with Mayor McDouche hat here.
And he's telling it. Again, we get another last issue talking about the fire. Again, this is all a flashback issue.
Yeah, but you got to remember, like, everything they talk about in here, it's been a month since the last issue. So even if it happens in the last issue, they've got to shoot
back
to it.
Fair, but there's so many of them.
And actually, I don't even know. Would this still be in the time when they were just pitching these after they read them? Or was this like in that time where people were
no, this is the time when people started to actually keep them. They, during the war is when they were like pitching them and tossing them.
Gotcha.
Because like they didn't care. Like it was, one, they were at war. Two, they just needed paper. It was something to keep them entertained. And that was about it.
Gotcha.
So
anyways, he's walking through and he's like, yeah, Mayor, you know, we need this and this and this. And the mayor's like, oh yeah, you know, we should have no problem getting the money for this. It should be great. And then he's like, by the way, wait, is it this part where he's like, by the way, we're not getting the money for this?
That's later on.
Okay.
I think later on this issue, actually. And so we have
I'd also like to point out, why the fuck is the mayor flying around the city in a helicopter?
Because he can.
But seriously, because doesn't he drive there? I thought he got dropped off there in a car. Or maybe
no.
I was just imagining things.
That's later.
Okay, yep, never mind.
No, we're good. A lot of this is going to be late. Like, the more interesting things happen later, after all this bullshit. So... we are then shown a bunch of, like, film reels, videotapes of Flash saving people, Mayor in particular, and a couple other people. I'm not going to go into...
And the district attorney is like, but we don't care how many people you've saved. That's not what this is about. This is about murder, asshole. Oh.
This is all about the death of the Reverse Flash.
Oh, did we don't you also care notice, about... now the Reverse Flash is Eobard Thwain.
Oh, I did not see that.
Yeah, that was one of them that I had written down.
The spelling thing, okay. Yeah.
They did a very poor job editing this.
Yeah.
Who was the editor on these? The
editor on this one was... Let's see if I can find it. Oh, Cary Bates, the writer.
All right, well, Bates, in this one I was less than impressed because you missed one word. Sorry, dude.
I'm sure there's probably a lot more.
Yeah, I bet. But that was one of the ones that...
that you saw.
Yeah.
I totally didn't see that.
Well, when I first read over it, I was like, is that how it's always been spelled?
Nope.
And I was like, maybe I've been mispronouncing it all this time.
No. They spelled it wrong. And it's just, there's just a back and forth with the DA and Horton. Or I guess the defending attorney and Horton.
Yeah. And then...
next page
we
is...
We go back to the cat playing with the ring. But the Fran...
Yep.
Is vacuuming, and the cat's the vicious killer house cat is playing with this ring, and ends up hitting the button, and the Flash's suit pops out, but it pops out tiny, and it explains in here that the
enlarging fluid in this particular ring has lost
its potency. Yep. Yeah, so it's like, how sucky would that be to be the Flash, and you go to pop out your ring?
Well, so I'm thinking.
This was an old one that he had.
Well, and it was found. Well, who was
in his
it?
Apartment?
No, it was found in the. In the workshop.
Oh, that's right. At the
police station.
Yeah, at the lab or whatever.
His partner, which I'm drawing a blank at her name too.
His
Patty
Mayonnaise.
No. Nice.
Thank you.
Anyway,
Patty.
His partner found it and gave it to Fry, and that's why he had it. So my assumption is because Flash didn't have it, he wasn't able to put the fluid in there to make it enlarge, and it just dried up or whatever.
Enlarging fluid, you say?
Yeah.
He could have been a millionaire and he didn't even know it.
Well, yeah, he could have.
Anyways, so the cat's, you know, playing with the suit in the ring now, and we get Fran walking in looking for Muffin the cat. Muffin the fucking Himalayan mountain cat.
Can't find Muffin.
Thankfully, because, you know, it ruined the storyline if they found out that Barry was the Flash. Muffin pulls the suit underneath the...
Well, he was on... Or she. He? It, she?
Muffin, I'd hope, was a girl
Kitty,
name.
I think it's a she. She was already under the carpet. Or under the couch.
Was she?
By the time Fran was done...
Yeah, okay, yeah. She ended up under the couch. Yeah. But at first, she was out in the middle of the floor. Pulls the ring and the suit underneath the couch conveniently.
And it's playing with it, because why not?
All right, cats.
We go back to the Flash Museum, and...
We're not giving it money.
Yeah, they're not going to give... Mayor Pinchett is not giving the Flash any money.
Mayor McCheese
this
says...
This is due to...
The Piper
telling him...
Pipe in his ear.
Don't do it. This apparently puts Flash in such a distraught mindset that he is with Horton, and they're trying to figure out... You know, stuff for the case, go over the case, and he just can't think. He needs air. Like the mayor,
so
has
he
been
starts
such
running
a,
around in circles.
Yeah, the mayor has been such a loyal supporter of him that this took him completely off guard to the point where he runs out, and Cecile's just like, "This is marvelous.
Yeah, wonderful. I've got this client who can't even freaking, you know, calm his shit."
So this is part one of a
the
problem.
Flash. First of all, I'd like to say that the Flash has very difficult times controlling his emotions.
Oh, in these issues particularly, because, you know, his fiance was almost killed.
I understand why.
Okay,
but I'm just saying that like every 10 seconds
is something. Yeah, especially in these, most of these issues.
Anyway, so we go back to the National Penetrator, the
magazine, newspaper, whatever
house, like it's
and we've got this. They don't say the guy's name, but he's saying that ever since ever since we started, the Flash has been doing this, and everything we've been covering in Flash
it's
stories.
Great. We're getting the money in.
Yeah.
Keep it up, kid.
And he tells Winslow to go out and get more Flash stories.
We need to penetrate the Flash's story.
Yeah. After all that, we go downtown. And
oh,
we
like
have
the
these,
Flash saves people again.
Yeah, he saves these window washers that they're...
Because miraculously, as the Flash is running by, line snaps to their dollar trolley thing for the window washing.
So he saves
people again. Then
the mayor gets a phone call.
Actually, I think it says that he's been getting lots of phone calls.
Well, from just regular citizens. Yeah. This one in particular, I believe, calls his like personal line and...
You're a bag of dicks.
Oh. Kind of. Basically, it's like, I'm just a concerned citizen wondering why you're going to close a Flash museum. And the mayor's like, this is my decision. I'm sticking by it. Fuck you.
I said good day.
Yeah. Oh. Anyways.
And it's all in shadow, but we know it's the Pied Piper. Well, I guess he hasn't actually been revealed just yet. Again, we know it's the Piper, though. And this is problem number two. Problem number one with these issues was Flash not having... basically having a short temper on everything. Problem number two is the Pied Piper is talking to the mayor with his normal voice, I assume. I could be wrong. I don't know. He may be influctuating like I am right now. I don't know.
I'd still know it was you, though.
There we go. See? Because later on, when he wants to control him...
I'm just a concerned citizen.
There you go. later on, when he calls him up to tell him to do something, he's like, your voice, I know that. Okay, master. Like, motherfucker.
Yes,
like,
master.
How do you recognize it there but not here?
He was pretending to be 80! Anyway. Okay, so then we go to the mayor leaving City Hall. Okay, when I first saw this, I'm like, why the fuck is the mayor wearing a graduation cap?
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah.
What the hell? But it's just
that's
the
bad
shadow.
Coloring. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just bad coloring.
Nice. And as he's leaving, the press is, you know, on him. And then the Flash just happens to show up and is basically put in a position where it looks like he's super... I mean, he is super pissed at the mayor, but...
But he's totally being a dick.
Yeah.
This
cop shows up and says, hey, Flash, the downtown's been trying to get a hold of you. We got a call come in that really wants to talk to you. This is problem number three. So Flash is on the horn talking... I know. Talking to this individual.
This unknown caller.
Yeah, we are heavy quotation marks here.
I'm sorry, you couldn't hear that.
Okay. Easy. basically says that...
There's a bomb in the desk of the newsroom.
And it's going to go off at 6:05. And the cop,
Flash looks just... Oh.
Well, the cop's like, darn, Flash, it's nearly 6:05 now. And he looks up and Flash is gone because...
Because that's what he does.
It's a bomb threat.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, as fast as he can get there, he's going to try.
Mm-hmm. So he runs to the news station, WCCN-TV, and...
And judo chops this desk into little pieces.
He interrupts the...
Newscast
of Rick Trent.
Okay.
And
I want to throw out this right here. He literally like busts the shit out of this desk.
Yeah,
like
he destroys
it. Judo chop action, you know, Buzz Lightyear. This desk. The Flash could have literally phased through the desk, grabbed the bomb as he's running by, and taken the bomb out of there.
Especially since he's been phasing through
everything
else.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, and I get it that he's distraught and stuff. But the time that it would take him and the possibility that he would set the bomb off by beating the shit out of a desk...
Is a lot higher than him phasing through it.
And the Flash is a smart person.
Yes, but again, he is very distraught. He's not... He hasn't been thinking straight for some time.
Fair enough. But when it comes to rescue situations, he has been on point
this
whole time.
So why
decided to Hulk smash this desk?
I don't know. Well, and it was all obviously a setup.
Yeah.
By the Pied Piper... I would have to say, out of most of the rogues and most of what they've done, now, what we have done on these episodes and issues has been much. We haven't seen much of the rogues. I think Weather Wizard was one.
And he was only at that one.
He was in one issue.
Yeah.
Thrawn, obviously, but he's dead, quote unquote dead.
You mean Thwain?
Thwain, yep. Pied Piper, he's gone about this
fairly
smart.
Well.
Yeah, like... He's thought everything out. He tested it out, and he is humiliating the Flash on live TV. Because right now the Flash looks like he is
a psychopath,
a menace.
Yeah,
but yeah. Then it's the big reveal. It's the Pied Piper. We knew who it was an issue ago.
The big reveal is it's some dude in his pajamas.
Yeah, and that's how we end this issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter @ComicRundown, on Instagram @ Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Flash story.